It seems as though people that enjoy a punt are being bombarded with text messages from gambling companies encouraging them to place higher and higher bets. And that's only one of the concerning findings uncovered by new Australian research into the gambling habits of more than 700 people. Matthew Brown is an Associate Professor of Psychology at CQ University's Bundaberg campus. He was involved in this research. He's with us now on Northern Drive. Good afternoon, Associate Professor Matthew Brown.
Yes, hi Adam, good to be here.
So in essence, your work was looking at just trying to work out how people are encouraged to gamble by companies. What did you find?
Well, we found quite a few things. It was a multi-stage study, and as you said, I guess the first thing we found is that these advertisements and inducements are very prolific. Your typical race or sports bettor will be seeing these or getting these messages every day and getting multiple messages per day. As well as that, I mean, we found that these inducements have an impact, as you might expect. We're talking about things like offering bonus bets, offering better odds or better chances of winnings, giving the impression that you're going to get reduced risk somehow through your bet. There'll be some complicated offer there where you get some cash back if something happens, and various types of cash rebates. So those kinds of messages, we found encouraged riskier betting and also encouraged gamblers to spend more. In fact, on days where gamblers got those messages, they spent almost twice as much as on days when they weren't receiving messages.
And why is this a concern, Associate Professor Brown? Because the narrative around gambling is that most Australians do it responsibly, so really we don't have a huge problem when it comes to particularly sport betting.
Look, it's certainly true that most Australians don't have a problem with betting, just like most people don't have a problem with alcohol, for instance. But, you know, we still recognise that alcohol-related problems are a big issue for our society. And the same is true of gambling. For example, even though the prevalence of full-blown clinical problem gamblers is only around 1%, and that's been pretty stable, actually about 40 to 50% of income of gambling revenue comes from these people with problems, and that's simply because they spend so much more money than others. A non-problem gambler might spend an average of about $600 or $700 a year, whereas someone who's experiencing problems will spend an average of about $5,000 a year. Of course, individuals could be spending a lot more.
Oh, right. Is that losing or that spending?
That's losing, yeah.
Okay, so we tend to worry about the people with the full-blown problems, but are you suggesting, your research suggesting that maybe there's a subgroup of people that aren't quite at the full-blown problem level that may we need to maybe have a think about a little bit more?
Yeah, that's very true. In fact, there's been a real sea change in gambling research, which is really moving to what they call a public health model, which is understanding that it's not just this 1% that we need to focus on, but on a broader range of people, maybe 10, 15, even 20% or more, who are suffering some kind of negative impacts from their gambling. They don't necessarily have a psychological disorder, but gambling is not playing a beneficial role in their lives. They're experiencing some harms from their gambling. They could be quite mild, or they could be quite severe.
Associate Professor Matthew Brown with us from CQ University. They've conducted some research into gambling. We're discussing some of the findings now. You mentioned the inducements, the text messages, the emails. For some people with problems, I presume that these are really quite an issue. But for that next level down, the people that aren't considered problem gamblers, could these be an issue as well?
Well, yeah, we found that these types of messages were quite effective for all gamblers, actually, all classes of gambler. And, you know, they encourage people to spend more. They increased feelings of excitement. As I said, they tended to encourage riskier betting. And, you know, this makes sense given that a lot of these inducements are intended to give the impression that you that you've got an offer that's too good to refuse, that you can go ahead and take a punt and you almost can't lose when you play. And this, of course, is not an accurate representation of the product. You know, all gambling is a losing proposition. The more you bet, the more you can expect to lose. So I think that advertising and inducements which attempt to give the impression of the opposite is really just has great potential to cause problems.
Associate Professor Brown, we have to get to our traffic update now, but just quickly, I mean, from your findings, what do you like to see done in Australia that isn't currently being done?
Look, we'd really like to see much stronger regulations around the kind of direct messaging that is allowed at the moment. It's relatively free reign. We're seeing situations where even people who have attempted to take themselves off these registers and registered themselves as having issues are still receiving these messages. We'd like to see this kind of advertising or government and statutory authorities to really take a hard look at the, regulation.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on Drive, Associate Professor Matthew Brown.
Thank you, Adam.
And he is an Associate Professor of Psychology at CQ University's Bundaberg campus, joining us this afternoon.